Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we got a big hour ahead. We've got a new Jalen Rager song in this hour. I don't think you don't want to miss that.
Oh.
Joe Coughlin? Ah, it's a masterpiece. We got that coming up. We got a ton of other stuff to deal with, including I know Keith Jones wants to lash out at some point at the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Josie?
Is that right?
But I got a guy on the line right here. Normally you hear his voice nice and clear from home, but he's on the road, Al.
Yeah.
Apparently doing a lot of football coverage.
What a wild weekend.
It is 4:01 a.m. Oh, he's here? He did a red eye?
Yeah, he just landed.
Oh, red eye. This guy never sleeps. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm football guy, the great Ross Tucker. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, yeah, man, I'm already on the turnpike. I landed 40 minutes ago at PHL.
All right, listen, I need your itinerary from the start of the week until now. Where have you been and what have you done?
So I drove about halfway up to Buffalo on Friday and stayed in Corning, New York. And then I drove the rest Saturday, and I did the Bills-Patriots game in the booth Saturday night, which was awesome other than how freezing it was. Drove halfway back that night, stayed in Corning, New York again, slept from 2:30 a.m. to 6 a.m., drove the rest of the way back home so I could do the Eagles pregame show with Glenn Macnow and Joe Giglio. And then I drove to the airport after the Eagles game, flew out to L.A. Sunday, and then was on the sideline last night with Kurt Warner for the Rams and Cardinals, took the red eye back, landed 40 minutes ago, and now I'm on with you guys.
All right, listen, first of all, you played for Belichick, and you watched the defensive genius give up a touchdown on every drive the entire football game. You must have been going nuts that you were seeing that happen to your old coach.
Yeah, so if you have to put him into categories, Angelo, I'm more Team Brady than Team Belichick.
Yeah,
so
right.
That was not the worst thing I've ever seen with these two eyes. Look, the guy's obviously a phenomenal coach. You know, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. We know all that, right?
Yeah.
But it's got to take a little bit of the shine off. I mean, he just pitched the first perfect game in NFL history. The Bills didn't punt once. They took a knee or scored a touchdown every series. Not a great look for Belichick. It's also not a great look that, you know, Tom Brady has now won 5 playoff games without him. Belichick has won 1 playoff game.
Wow. All right, Ross, listen, I got one other thing. We lost it there for a second, but you tweeted out something that really connected with me. Because those damn Dallas fans pelted the officials with debris. I don't know if you saw what came out yesterday. There were some vicious fights outside their stadium. And they're still talking to us about snowballs. What did you see from those fans doing that to the officials? What did you think of that? And then Dak saying it was good. We lost Ross.
I got you.
Okay. Oh, there
you. All right, go ahead. Well, normally you don't pause that long.
Yeah, well, no, I was looking at my servers because I lost you for a second. So Angelo, the thing is, well, first of all, I don't care if they were aiming for the refs or not.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence, their star defensive end, had to use his helmet to block it from hitting him in the head.
Yep.
So, I mean, maybe Eagles fans just have better accuracy than Cowboys fans do. So that's number one. Number two, you know, it just bothers me growing up around here because, you know, the Cowboys act like they're, like, so classy, and everybody always brings up Eagles fans this, Eagles fans that. Already, it's Tuesday, and nobody's talking about what the Cowboys fans did anymore other than in Philly.
You're right.
Whereas if there were Eagles fans that did it, they'd be talking about all, you know, 10 years from now, I'd be like, oh, remember when they threw stuff at their own players? You know, the Cowboys fans get the benefit of the doubt, Eagles fans. So it really just bothers me. It's like,
it should.
There's dirt fans everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got some crises here that we need your opinion on. We're back into debate mode when it comes to Jalen Hurts. Where are you on Hurts right now, Ross? You looking for another guy or you giving him another year?
You know, I'm kind of where I've been the whole time. You know, I kind of reject the people, Angelo, that are so caught up in the moment. I mean, there are people, and we all know some of them, that at 12:45 on Sunday said that the Eagles were going to beat the Bucs,
yeah,
and that Jalen Hurts was definitely the guy for years to come. And by 2:45, they were tweeting the Eagles need a new quarterback.
Yes, you're talking,
I mean,
to
him. No, 100% right. No, I got to be honest, but
yes.
he does bring you back and forth, Ross. He's very hard to get a handle on, you know?
That's fair, but all I'm saying is if your entire thought process can change in 2 hours, it's a bad thought process. I'll give you an example, right? I was on the sideline last night. Kyler Murray, Angelo, could not have been worse. I mean, he was terrible. Think about how bad Hurts was on Sunday. I promise you, anybody that watched last night knows Kyler Murray was way, way worse. Yet, nobody's saying who the Cardinals are going to get. I'm not saying Hurts is Kyler Murray, but my point is, you know, I don't think we should rush to judgment based on one bad playoff game. I mean, nobody's saying is Mac Jones the guy for the Patriots or not. So much of the conversation around Hurts remains framed by his entry point, which is that he was a mid-second round pick, and so he's not as secure,
yep,
as Kyler Murray or Mac Jones. I guess I would just like to treat him like the same way a first-round pick would be treated, because I think he's kind of earned that. That doesn't mean if they can get Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or one of these guys, they shouldn't listen and maybe even try. I think they should. But you also have to keep into account, I do think Hurts will continue to get better. And Angelo, he's making $1 million each of the next 2 years. $1 million. I mean, whoever they would get better be way, way better than Hurts, for sure. To trade a lot, you want to trade a lot to pay Russell Wilson $40 million, he sure as heck better be a lot better than Hurts.
Absolutely. Ross, we got another crisis. Jalen Reagor, help me out here. He stinks. Ross, he can't make a play to save his life. Is it time to cut bait with that bum?
You know, I think that the Eagles are smart enough to realize that if someone would give them something of value for Reagor, I think that they should consider it. You know, his salary is guaranteed for the next 3 years, so cutting him doesn't really make any sense, especially when they don't have anybody, at least that they deem better right now. But I'm worried about him. You know, I've been worried about him, but I just, you know, some of these guys, they figure it out, like their third year. I'd be surprised if he figures it out. And I understand, you know, when you invest a first-round pick, you want to try to give the guy as many opportunities as possible. But, you know, he's a kid that we know listens to social media. I think he's all in his head now, and I just, you know, it'd be a remarkable story if he had kind of like an Aguilar-like turnaround and had a really good year. I mean, that would be awesome, but let's be honest, it's pretty unlikely. So if someone was willing to give them something for Reagor, I think they should probably really consider it.
One last one. You own an NFL team. Are you going to hire Jonathan Gannon as your head coach?
No, not right now. Not yet. I would like to see more improvement from him as a quarterback. Like I told you before, he's an impressive guy to talk to, but I would like to see more improvement in his second year as a coordinator before I do that. I mean, you know, the Staley guy out with the Chargers got hired after 1 year as coordinator, but he had the number one defense with the Rams. I mean, Gannon has not had the number one defense. I don't think he's really earned that yet, but obviously his reputation has gotten around the league with three different teams going to interview him. But I was kind of disappointed. I'll give him credit for this. It felt like he figured it out, and they figured it out on Sunday. But those first three drives, it was like the first half of the year where it's just so frustrating because you feel like you're powerless to stop. You feel like it's inevitable that Brady's going to dink and dunk 2 seconds and score touchdowns. They did figure it out, though, as the game went on. And if it wasn't for those turnovers in the second half, I don't know how many points they would have given up. They got some pressure. But no, I'm not ready to hire Gannon as a head coach yet, no.
We'll be talking to you many times in this offseason, Russ. I just have one last thing. Could you give me your precise location right now? Where are you?
Yes, I am going past Peter J. Camille Service Plaza. I'm almost, I'm like 10 miles from the Morgantown exit.
Morgantown. Very good.
There will be a Conklin show there next week.
There is one. Ross, we love you, man. Get some sleep.
So at some point, when football season's over, hopefully.
All right, see Ross. You thank you, buddy.
Wow.
Well, I did that for a reason. What? He is not far from here. He flew into Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
He is driving in this vicinity.
On the turnpike, yep.
Right? He dropped out at one point. It was in and out. Yeah. Let's try going entirely on the other half of the world to Tokyo, Japan, and see if it's clearer, all right? Because this, Al, is a mystery I can never solve.
In a bathtub.
Marissa is on the line. Hi, Marissa.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. Hi, Angelo.
Hi, Marissa, listen. I'll explain this.
Perfect.
Marissa is much clearer than Ross Tucker, who could have shook hands with us on his way to Reddit. She's halfway around. How is that possible?
She must have the 5G. I don't know.
Marissa, do you have some really newfangled, fancy way to call us that you're able to get these clear lines every time?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the app that I'm using out loud. The phone app that I'm using is why you're always able to get clear calls from me.
Wow. Ah. Is that made in Japan?
No, it's an app that was developed in America. So good job on you guys.
How ironic is that?
There you go.
Anyway, Marissa, you did not get a chance to check in with us yesterday. How depressed are you by the way the season ended for the Birds?
Angelo, the moment I saw Tom Brady scored the first touchdown, I left my bathtub and just started to clean my cat's litter box.
No.
Because the gift my cat left behind in her box was better than what the Eagles gave us.
Wait a minute. You are preferring a cat turd over that game? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's exactly what you're hearing, Angelo. The game, it broke my heart.
Oh, and you were up in the middle of the night, weren't you, Marissa?
Yep, I was actually up since 1 a.m. I tried to get some sleep, but I just couldn't. I was so excited just thinking about my Birds. But it was just, like you guys said yesterday, the moment they made that terrible coin toss decision, I was like, oh, this is it.
That's the first time I've ever had a game where they lost before the kickoff. They lost. You knew right then and there they were going to use the analytics and other dumb decisions, and they were going to hand the ball to Tom Brady to start the game. Marissa, does that make any sense halfway around the world?
No, it doesn't. It's just, it's like, my Japanese university where I studied abroad in, we actually have a football team, and it's technically somewhat high school level. I bet they wouldn't even make that decision. Wow. They would have played a better game.
It's unbelievable. So you even cut short your bath to clean the litter during that game?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, my cat's box smelled better, too.
And that's the middle of the night, Al. That's like 3 in the morning, something like that. It's really late. Marissa, yeah. I love your calls. Don't stop now just because the football season's over. You're a hero in this town.
Aw, thank you, Angela. I love you guys so much.
Thanks. That's Marissa from Tokyo, Al.
Clear as a bell.
215. You know what I did find out from via email, Al? Mm. Not everyone is a huge fan of her singing. There's been some backlash.
I like it.
And it was, I do too, but Rhea had made an untoward remark.
I did?
The last time. And I said, I occasionally get a negative email, and you said something like, I'm shocked. But you said it in a sarcastic manner.
Well, that's just me.
She is
just my way.
She's a colorful caller.
She's very colorful.
And she's awesome. Yes. 215-592-9494. When we return, I have a demand to make.
Man.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's all because of an email I got yesterday. And I want to see if I got you the support of my co-hosts here. We're going to do that. We got later in the hour, Al. I don't normally bring up when I think I'm right. I was super right about something in the past week that I took a lot of heat for. And I would like an apology later.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the show. All right, welcome back at 7:24, ladies and gentlemen. Ava Graham's here with an update on our question of the day.
And it's brought to you by Arm & Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit armandcadillac.com, view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Did Jalen Hurts do enough to secure the job of Eagles quarterback next season? 55% say no.
Ooh!
Pretty close.
No, but a lot more people were favoring him last week than now.
Yeah.
It went from Al, it went from a majority to a minority after one game.
Oh, they have TVs.
Yep. I believe Rhea said she would reevaluate the question Wednesday, but today's Tuesday, and you've already changed it, right?
Yeah, when Ross was talking about it, he was talking about me.
And we will be exploring exactly what's going on there. We'll keep you updated on that question of the day. We have another great one coming up. In fact, the next one will deal with what I want to deal with right here. And that is, I had a moment yesterday of pure joy, and that usually doesn't happen on the day after the Eagle season ends, because I love football and I love the Eagles, and I look forward to every one of these games. And there was about a five-minute period when I was sifting through. I can't tell you how many emails it was. So many people were livid. So many people were angry.
Yes.
And the targets were, number one target was Rager, and number two target was Hurts. They were mad at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went after Sirianni, and then they went after Gannon. That was the pecking
not
order
Howie that
of
much.
Complaints. Not Howie, hardly at all.
Not with Rager, right? That's where that would go.
But this one brief shining moment was when somebody decided to get my goat. This doesn't happen. Believe it or not, most of the emails I get are not goofing around. They're serious opinions or questions, stuff like that. And this comes in, and it went, wow. Eagles just caught Rager. Now, Al, I knew the timing would be odd, but then I started to fantasize. And I started to say to myself, wow, the Eagles are making a statement.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer going to harbor Howie's mistakes, right? No more Derek Barnett.
Yeah.
No more Andre Dillard.
Cut him.
No more Jay Jaw. Right? Ortega Whiteside.
Okay.
None of those stiffs that are only on the team because they were high draft picks. Right, Al?
Yeah.
Then I started to say to myself, by golly, that's a great move. You are making a public statement.
By golly.
You are telling the fans, we are no longer going to tolerate players that are not good enough for our roster.
Right.
And then I Googled it. It was not true. And the thrill was gone very quickly.
Okay.
In fact, I'll even play B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone at that point because the thrill was gone. But here's the thing. They should do it.
Yeah.
They should do it. There are other cases where you could say to yourself, well, you know, Ortega Whiteside, he kind of blocks pretty decent. Dillard, well, as a backup, he might be okay behind Mailata. You could always make some sort of a justification. Barnett, his contact ran out. He probably will go after this.
Yeah.
But you could look at these bad draft picks and say, well, they have some redeeming value. There is no redeeming value for Jalen Rager. There's nothing he does even moderately well.
Yeah.
Is there one thing he does that's any good?
There's not.
And as long as he's on the roster, I guess Sirianni thinks he has to involve him and then makes decisions like throwing the ball on fourth down.
I still can't get over that one.
Cut him.
Yeah.
Cut
the other
him.
The thing you ask yourself, is there potential for him to get better? And the answer is no.
There is
not. Given the opportunities.
He's not a good player. He's not a smart player. He is as bad a mistake as you can make a professional sport.
He's not an average player.
You had a Pro Bowl player sitting there, and you took someone at the same position who can't play at all.
Yeah.
Right?
So how did Howie avoid not getting any of your emails?
He didn't get them.
That's
for whatever reason.
Strange,
I'm sure
isn't
it'll come. The next time he surfaces, there'll be more.
Yeah.
Right?
The problem is the money and where he goes. Right. Listen, the most amazing thing I heard this morning was Ross, who's a smart guy, Princeton. And when you ask about Rager, he says the Eagles should consider it. I mean, should consider.
Well, he's got money. He's worried about what you got to pay him. You're going to have to pay him anyway.
But that's what I mean. Yeah.
You're going to have to pay him. You would only keep him if you thought there was something redeeming about him.
I can't believe you took a locker room poll.
Yeah.
If
I mean, no, they would want
him
gone.
How do you feel if you were the quarterback and the punt's in the air and you know where you're going to start?
The locker room poll should start with Devontae Smith, who was saying something to him on the sidelines. You and I both saw it.
He backed off it yesterday, but there was something going on there. He ran the wrong route. He lined up wrong. Something went wrong. Here's the thing, though, Al. This is something you'll never hear. Donovan McNabb and me are on the same page.
Huh?
Donovan is also trying to get rid of Rager. The only difference is he thinks there's some value there. Listen to what he said on our afternoon show yesterday.
I think for what we've seen with Aguilar and what he's done as he moved on, I think we can get something for Jalen Rager. I think it's time to make that decision and move on. And I think it'd be a better situation for him.
All right. In no situation in football is going to be better for him because he can't play. But even McNabb is saying it's time for him to move on.
Yeah.
So I turn to the Eagles and I ask you, please, could you please get rid of Jalen Reagor? Announce to your fans you're willing to admit a huge mistake and move on, because he's getting to be a bigger lightning rod every single time he shows up. I see the number 18 now out, and I get frustrated.
Yeah.
I avoid the number 18.
Oh, there's a billboard on 95. He's on the billboard in a huddle. I get upset when I see that.
It's not. We don't want to see him anywhere around here again. He's awful. I don't take my word for it. Jeff from Camden's up. Jeff, you want Reagor back?
Oh, God, no. I mean, this guy is a flat tire on a vehicle. And you can just continue to drive on the flat tire, wonder why all types of things happening to your vehicle.
Yeah, you're ruining your wheel. Jeff, we're ruining our wheel by driving on his flat tire.
Absolutely destroying your rim. You just will never be the same. Never get a chance to develop an offense with this guy. Absolute liability anytime he's on the field. There's no reason to hang on to a player like this.
Thank you, Jeff. As usual, you're right on point. Jonathan Gannon, over the next few days, will be going on 3 job interviews. Jeff, explain. Explain. Who the hell wants this guy's head coach? I don't want him as a coordinator.
Well, that's why I called you. I called you to see if there was any explanation. You're asking me to explain. I woke up furious when I saw that. I rewound that 3 times. I was watching like an old retro fight. And I saw on the ticker, Jonathan Gannon requested to be hired for 3 head coaching jobs, Texans, Vikings. I had rewound it about 3 times. I thought I was going delirious. It got a little cold. But no, it actually said that. Now that we're talking about it now, it's really happening. So just when I think that the world is going to get back to normal and people are going to make sensible decisions, I mean, are they seeing something that we're not?
No, I think you're onto something, that this could be pandemic-related. Maybe they've got the COVID. Here's the thing, Jeff. I'm convinced now. That I guess there are stats that indicate the defense was okay. It was middle of the road. I watched the actual games.
Yes.
A lot of those games, like on Sunday, the offense got bored when they were up 31 to nothing.
Yes.
They were nowhere. There was no one covering anyone in Jonathan Gannon's defense. He's going to get a head coaching job?
They just managed the clock with the lead. So sometimes the numbers look better for the defensive situation.
Did you ever play for a coach you knew was did not know what he was doing?
Yes.
And did everyone else know? Or was it a secret?
No, there's no secret.
When you see Gannon, do you realize he can't do his job?
What fools me with that is the players speak so highly of the guy. I heard that Edwards talking about him and saying, he's my guy.
Yeah, Marcus Hayes did. They said he's
very, interesting.
You know,
like that part.
Bright.
Normally the players do know.
Like, well, maybe he's just really easy to work with.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe he's accommodating. He's young.
We're watching the games. Does it look like it's competent defense?
No, it's not. Well, the defense is no good.
So how do you get on 3 lists for a promotion?
Unless your personnel is terrible. But normally if personnel is bad, they're not praising the coach because that makes them look bad.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Jeff. We got 3 shots here. We need one of these 3 teams to lose their mind and hire him, because then he's not our problem anymore.
Well, the Houston Texans seem like a likely competent
organization. Well, whatever it takes, Jeff, seriously. Jeff, that could be a absolute awesome thing if we could get that guy out, because he's going to haunt us for years.
He will.
He's not good at it.
Yeah, I guess another team's another team's garbage, you know. I forget how the expression goes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got you. Jeff, give me a word for Reagor.
Incorrigible.
Incorrigible. That's a very good word. That means you can't fix him. John's on the line next. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you today?
What you vote at hurts. What are you feeling?
I think we should keep him. And the reason I think we should keep him is if we waste our draft picks and we waste what we have, our assets, to get another quarterback, who's that quarterback going to throw to? And if we waste those picks, we're only going to put ourselves behind the curve. With these picks, we can really fill some holes that we have on this team.
I'll tell you the number one hole, John. You got to get an edge rusher. You got to get somebody who could really.
Oh, you got to get the linebacker from Georgia.
Yeah, I would love that, but I don't.
You could use a great look. But with 3 ones, how are you going to get all those things?
I hope.
But if you package them for quarterback, you're not going to get any of them. John's on the
linebacker.
Right track.
I think you'd have to line.
John, you got
to
prioritize. Is Hurts going to be good enough next year so you could use those picks on people that could really help your team immediately? If the answer is yes, then you got to do it. You got to get the other players.
No, I absolutely believe that he can be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't judge him on one game. If you judge quarterbacks on one game when they had a bad game, I mean, everybody does. Tom Brady does. Everybody has a bad game.
But are you really judging him? Are you really judging him on one game? Look at their schedule early and then look at their schedule late. And when they look at the playoff game, I mean, I don't know that it's all judging him early. I honestly, a couple of great throws, but I don't think this is a case of just judging him on one game. I really don't.
John, I'm going to go back to what somebody told me yesterday. That was, if after 2 years you still have questions, he's not the guy. And we really still do have questions. None of us really know. We don't know. There are times when you go, oh, he's definitely the guy. He made some amazing throws. That throw to Ward a couple of weeks ago,
Absolutely. The
improv play, that was amazing, John. But then he throws all these other balls that aren't even near the receiver. You go, what is he doing?
And you wonder about the boot afterwards. How healthy
boot.
It really
was.
That was odd.
What the boot was. It might have just been an explanation for a bad game. I don't know. John, give me a word for Rager.
Disaster
is a good word. Good.
That is a really good word, actually.
No, wait a minute. I haven't named the judge yet today. Judge today is Rhea Hughes.
Oh, I love words.
No, the reason why is because I was looking over at Joe Wecker and he pointed at you.
Oh.
It's a good
really
man.
He's got a lot of respect for your wordmanship. All right? 215-592-9494. I just want to know if I can get anybody here to acknowledge that I was right about a big fight we had recently, because I know I was right. And I know we are going to continue with Nick Sirianni making the same mistake over and over again. We'll deal with that. And one other thing, we have a new song.
Oh, nice.
In which I am basically doing what I just did and begging to get rid of Rager. And I have allowed a one-time exemption for Joe Conklin to use my voice.
I thought you were done.
I thought that was over.
It was last week. I know it's pretty soon, quick, but he said this fit perfect. So I listened to it. Okay. But this is the only time you'll ever hear him do my voice.
You're
again.
Right.
That's a promise. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 730.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 7:43 is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, a week ago, a rather spirited debate was against. Actually, it's closer to 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks.
And in that, I lost. I got slaughtered in all the internet polls on it. I was smothered by my co-hosts. It didn't matter who the co-host was. They all thought I was wrong. And now I would like somebody here to eat some crow, all right? Because I got to tell you something. If there's one thing I knew I was right about, it was when the Philadelphia Eagles were facing the final game of the regular season against the Dallas Cowboys here, a team that was struggling dramatically in early parts of games. And a team that needed to keep working because they were on a run, 4 straight wins.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing Nick Sirianni did the whole season, other than overuse of Jalen Rager, was resting his players the final game of the season. They came out. He acknowledged, not even understanding what he was really saying. He acknowledged after the game, well, we were not crisp at all, especially early in the game. You know why you were not crisp? They hadn't played football in 2 weeks. You understand they're not even really holding practices right now. They were doing mostly walkthroughs for 2 weeks. They went out to the field in the most important game they ever played, having been completely shut down for the better part of 2 weeks.
Yeah, they walked onto the field. They did not run onto the field.
Your opinion matters more than the others because you played. If you shut it down for that long, are you going to be crisp when you start up?
You are not. You would have to be an exceptionally veteran type team to be able to manage something like that. For a young team that's got a young quarterback, he needs to play.
You need to go in
rhythm, and you need to be ready to go right at the start of that game.
And this is the worst part of it. Nick Sirianni didn't learn from the mistake he made in the preseason, because he rested everybody in the preseason. The starters played almost not at all.
Correct.
Now he puts him in the game. They start 2-5.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
At no point. I became obsessed with this question. I kept asking him, you think they should have played more in the preseason? No. You don't want to take that chance. And now I'm realizing he's probably getting this from his bosses because they never wanted to play their players at risk injury. Sometimes you have to play football to get better at it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady played the final game of the season with nothing to play for. Tom Brady played almost the entire game. He's 44. How is it that he is not at risk for injury, but Jalen Hurts at 23 is?
It's wrong. It's the wrong way to do it.
Jonesy, were you on my side when I was arguing it?
Yes, I was.
You were.
Yes.
Well, right. Now I'll turn to Al.
What happened?
Al, were we right that they should have played those guys?
No. No, this doesn't change anything.
He just thinks they're that bad of a team.
I mean, that's the
team. You're a narrow-minded person.
No, I'm just.
You're kind of a cement head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not gray hair. That's cement coming through.
No, Alan, on honesty, you were wrong. Admit it.
No, it doesn't. They're not that good. You could rest them for. You could play the day before. It doesn't matter. That's what they are.
Is that a good answer? Is that a good argument?
It's not, but if you're trying to upset a team that is better than you, and clearly Tampa was, you want to at least have the advantage of being ready to go when the game starts.
Brady was way more in the groove than you were.
Brady is a mutant. Okay?
Can't even use Brady. All right, hold on. I got one more hope. My friend Rhea. Rhea, you fought me hard on this.
I did.
Was I right?
I will tell you this. You were on it. My best friend was absolutely furious about it.
Yeah.
I mean, 1,000%, and said, if they come out in this next game, this playoff game, and they're as bad as they've been the last couple weeks, I was like, yeah, I don't want anybody to get hurt. But when I see them put Devontae Smith out there to get a rookie record.
Ridiculous.
And then, of course, you don't even go to him in the other game. But the fact that it was 17 players, to me, was bad. It was
ridiculous.
But I didn't.
We swayed her, Jonesy.
But when I was, I was at the game. But it was having Devontae out there that I went.
Right.
You don't care about injury.
Devontae got more action in the meaningless game than he did in the game.
You're
that mattered.
Doing some window dressings for the end of the year, so it looks good. I didn't
swayed
care for
one
it.
Of them, Jonesy.
Yeah,
we're winning.
Good.
Ralph's on the line from North Carolina. Hi, Ralphie. Ralph, are you there? Ralph is not there. I'll go to Scott in Barrington. Hi, Scott.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. What's good with you?
I need your vote on Hurts. Do you want him back or you not want him? Is he your guy or not?
Yeah, with the right development, right coaching.
You hesitated, Rod. Scott.
Yeah.
You're still hesitating.
With the right coaching, Brother Angelo.
Okay.
Look at our coaching staff. We got all young bucks, man. Where's a veteran? Somebody like a Caldwell, somebody like that.
All right, then I am really hoping, Scott, that if Gannon gets a job, they'll bring in a more veteran guy that can
help
all these
look,
people.
Rhea, I heard Rhea will drive. Rhea, I'll pack his stuff up. How about that?
And you there do, you go.
I'll
I like
ride,
that.
I'll ride shotgun, and he can go wherever. Brother Angel, how is somebody looking at him?
I don't get it. I don't know, Scott.
It's like when Chip Kelly was here, the Niners saw what happened here, and he got hired right away.
Scott, it's like they don't actually watch the games. That defense was every team's folly. Every team that faced them took advantage of the fact that he played off everyone. They want a whole season of that. I don't.
No, nobody does.
Man, look, Brother Jones, have you ever seen anything like it?
Nope.
What he's done here, he's getting a head coaching position?
Yeah, it's remarkable.
But I'd love to see it, Scott. And maybe he interviews well. I've heard him speak. I would be doubtful of that, but you never know.
Well, all
maybe
you keep
he
hearing is bright mind. Marcus was very complimentary of him.
Well, they're all complimentary of him. They're not watching as closely as we are.
No, that's not true.
Scott, give me a word for Rager. One word.
One word for Rager. Terrible.
Terrible. I like honesty. Andy, the troll is up. Then we got the song for you. Andy.
Angelo, man. Time to turn this heat up, man. Marissa from Tokyo. They've been on 3, 4, 5. We got to get this thing back to 10, okay?
All right.
All right, first I got a question for Jonesy and Al before I get to the Eagles. How many games in a row did the Flyers lose?
Eight?
Yo, yeah. I think they need to bring fighting back to hockey. At least that'll give the fans something to watch.
I don't disagree.
What a joke.
I don't disagree with the fighting.
Jesus, the Flyers.
These poor guys got to watch these games.
I need some fight in them.
I know they're paying these two fellas, but it's not enough.
Jeez, man. Who's watching those games?
No one's watching them.
Yo, can I give you my... Did anybody give pigeons for the Eagles?
Give me a pigeon.
Can I give you four?
Give me 10.
All right, I'm going to give you four. From 4 to 1, okay?
Yep.
4, pigeon. This guy picked a bad day to pee his pants and have his worst game. Jalen Hurts. Come on, man.
Correct. Yep. Number 3.
All right, 3rd pigeon. All the wide receivers not named Devontae Smith. We got to upgrade that position because everyone besides him are JV players or practice squad players.
I'm with you. We got 3. You're doing great. Give me 2.
All right, the 2nd pigeon. This guy is the highest paid player on our team, right? He's been MIA for most of the season. Fletcher Cox, where you at, man? You going to make a play?
Good one. That was a game he needed to play well. He did not. Who's your number one pigeon?
All right, my number one pigeon, he's been in the Chase Utley stratosphere where nobody can touch him. Nobody can say a bad word about him. But you know what? He got manhandled. He had that big Vita Vea on top of him, blowing him up. Yeah, play in and play out. How about that Jason Kelce who can't handle a big D-tackle?
Controversial. I will acknowledge it was not Jason's finest moment, although one of the 2 holds was bogus. Yeah. But Andy, that's why you're a great caller. You're bold and exciting. Give me 1 word for Rager.
All right, I would love to use somebody's name, but that's not a word. My name would have been Danny Watkins, but that's not a word. So what about bust? Did anybody go with that yet?
Bust? No one has said bust. But speaking of Rager, Al, a little earlier, I did a verbal appeal to the Eagles to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I would like him cut today.
Yeah.
Now we offer, and I have given full permission to Conklin to use my voice for this, because I have just done this appeal, a song begging the Eagles to get rid of this player. Listen.
I'm begging you to get rid of Rager Howie. I'm begging you to get rid of Jalen Rager. Guys are stiff. Good for nothing. You took this flop with Jefferson, was ahead for the taking. He can't play, just like that fireman. Wake up, Howie. Just got bait with this guy. Cause he's kind of stupid. You can't defend. He's got to leave as much. I know he's bad. He reeks. Show him the dough. It's plain to see. Just do it, bro. I'm on my knees where I'm begging. Just tell us Jalen Rager's through. Hey, yeah. I'm begging you to get rid of Rager, Howie. I'm begging you. And banish Barnett too now. Barnett's a burden. Makes me scream. You know I'm retiring. I don't want to leave a broken man without a team. It's been 32 years. I'm running out of steam. Need the draft. Gotta get finer. I'm retiring. Drink up, Shriner. Got great fans. Just embrace them. Many bad players. Time to replace them. Moving on. Got holes to fill. With the mirror doing the draft, you will. This loser will do it. It's getting old. I'm tired of the more we're being sold. I'm begging. Yeah. I'm begging you to get rid of Rager, Howie. I'm begging you to get rid of Jalen Rager.
Wow.
Woo. He's back.
Wow.
He is back.
Wow. That was fantastic.
Wow.
Conklin, seriously.
Amazing.
You gave me street cred. I can rap now. Didn't think I could. I can rap.
You're retiring.
Shut up. See Joe Cocker with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Broadway Theater in Pittman on February 12th. That's right. Right before Valentine's Day, there will be a special video tribute to the late, great Big Daddy Ram. And a part of the proceeds go to Big Daddy's mission of bringing the arts to disadvantaged youth. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. You'll hear that song again later. It was awesome. 215-592-9494. When we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.